this is a Fergus News record from December 2nd of 1954. They're planning a new school for Salem. It's coming soon.
The New Groves Memorial Hospital celebrated 5 years of operation this past weekend, but who knew the old hospital location would still hold some surprises. During demolition of the old building last summer, a time capsule, long forgotten about, was discovered, the contents of which were unveiled to the public for the first time this past Friday. Retired doctor and local historian John Stickney explains what happens when a time capsule is found.
No, they're quite interesting. I come from quite a historical family, so I've seen things exactly like this before. I think probably people taking hospitals and things apart, they probably watch for the things like this, and they would have notified the administration of the current hospital.
Among the items revealed, an old newspaper, the Fergus voter registration list from 1954, blueprints from the original hospital, the motorist's handbook from 1953, a brochure celebrating the Fergus Centennial from 1854 to 1954, and a copy of the collective agreement between the hospital and the union at the time. Sarah Shepherd is currently the chief HR officer at the Wellington Healthcare Alliance. She took a look at the agreement and shared her thoughts.
What's interesting to me anyways is just that a lot of the process is the same, just in far fewer words and tighter timelines for sure. But it is kind of interesting seeing how it, like, laying the groundwork for some of these like union contracts, yeah. It seems like. Yeah, and how it still very much exists. It's just expanded quite a bit. Yeah. Yeah, because our books are not this tiny anymore, that's for sure.
What were some of the salaries back in 1954? Those were in the book, too.
Oh, interesting. So these are base rates after 60 days. So like a molder, $1.08 to $1.17 an hour. Grinder, $1.08 to $1.14. What's the highest paying job? A layout, sheet metal. Grade one, $1.49 was the highest paid job. Oh, that was in Schedule D for factories. It looks like engineers, the top rate was $1.68 an hour for them.
Wow.
Yeah. Imagine living on that.
Also in the box, a letter written in 1954 by an employee of the Corporation for the County of Wellington, addressed only to whom it may concern. The letter offers a small glimpse into what life was like at the time.
The building of the new hospital has been a great undertaking. When built, it was one of the most modern small hospitals in the province. When this box is reopened, times will have changed as they did in our time. While we are traveling faster than sound, you will most likely be traveling into outer space. We have lived in a very happy age. We are a progressive nation, and our town is striving to procure new industries. I sincerely hope that the people of Fergus and Canada have not forgotten that any thriving nation cannot survive without the help of God. Nations in our time have tried without success. In closing, good luck to the people of Fergus. May you always prosper.
Yay, that's amazing.
I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for the Grandit 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.